Falcons head coach Dan Quinn is a very simple man. He loves nothing more than his family and football. But if there's a third thing on that list, it is definitely his love, appreciation for the military. I had a chance recently to go one-on-one with the second-year Falcons head coach and ask him where his love for the Stars and Stripes comes from.
Well, a lot of spots. One from, you know, service men and women who are friends, who, you know, have been enlisted or are veterans. Second, I think I've always connected with team. I've been on a bunch of them in my life, probably over 70 of them when you count the, you know, being 7 year old and Pop Warner. And I think our armed forces do team and represent that to the highest level. And I've always connected with being a part of a team. And I think I think so strong of it. If I wasn't coaching, that's probably the area I would have chosen.
Yes, if there was no football, Dan Quinn would most likely be serving our country. Now, he's not sure what branch of the military he would be in, but those close to Quinn think he would be a Navy SEAL. You see, Quinn is all about brotherhood. And this offseason, his team took a huge step towards embracing his core philosophy and way of life.
We had some help, and so we had some Navy SEAL friends. We had 11 of them come in the offseason. They do team as well as anybody, and so their ethos was a code that helped them get ready and keep themselves in check. And so what we did on-field work with them too. We did, you know, our training of our own mental toughness. And then how tight we can get that brotherhood back and forth, like iron sharpens iron. So I'm going to work as hard as I can to get you better. And in turn, you better give me all you have so I can be at my best.
After the SEALs visit, the players, on their own, presented their head coach with the standard to which all must carry themselves.
Bring the deuce today, brother. Let's get it.
Get the legs! Tackle the legs!
Nice hit.
Oh, what a job.
Is there a code that you live by?
Yeah, there is a code. I could give it to you, but then we'd have to bring you all the way in here.
I'm in, Coach. Whatever you need.
But it is a standard, and it's a way for us to uphold that standard and keep each other accountable about the things that we want to do. So the players wrote it. There is a standard of how we want to act and operate. It's that player-led accountability back and forth to one another. So it's something that we can keep sharp with. To make sure that we can have those conversations, to make sure we're giving our very best effort for us to do what we do.
I don't know if you saw Sean Weatherspoon on the plane ride home, threw out a tweet and said, Falcons, fans everywhere, I wish you could see what we see. Dan Quinn coming through the aisle, looking every man in the eye, every woman that was traveling, asking them how they're doing, how they're feeling, are they okay? And when you see the reaction from the players and that brotherhood and they buy in, how does that make you feel?
Well, to hear that, say it from him, that means quite a bit to me, to be honest with you, because I love being a part of this team. They totally give it up for one another in terms of effort, and how hard they're willing to go, how far they're willing to take it. And so I've got a lot of gratitude and respect for them to be a part of this team. But men like Sean and so many of the other guys who play so hard for one another, I'm really fortunate to be a part of it. And my job is to help them connect with one another to make sure they're playing at their best. So I've got a lot of respect for these guys, how hard they want to go for one another. And I couldn't tell you how proud I am to be a big part of it.
Oh, you guys ready? Ready? All right, let's go win a game, huh?
How do you draw, Coach, that line where you want to be there for them as a mentor, a brother, a father figure, a best friend, but then flip a switch and get on them hard for something you think they can improve on?
Yeah, I think when you know they care, then you can be hard. And they know I care, and they know this coaching staff cares. So we're going to try and take every player as far as we can. And sometimes those push, that's hard. And if it was easy, everybody could be doing it. In fact, we said that in training camp. This camp's going to be, it's not going to be easy, but it'll be worth it. And so for them to know, our job is here to push them to see how good you can get. So at the end, Zach, if you were at training camp, we're going to push you. And at the end of it, you say, man, how much better can I get? And I think that's all a player wants is, like, for their own career to say, like, yeah, push me. You know, like, I want to see how good I can get. If you're happy kind of staying down low, then you're really not the competitor that would fit in with this group.
We were setting up in here. You were probably going from one meeting to another. So it was just you and the secretary in the lobby. And you asked her how her day was going, and she said, great. And you're like, that's awesome. No cameras, nobody else around, but I hear your zest for life just by saying hello to the secretary out there. Where does that come from?
You know what, I do have an optimistic outlook, but I love the challenges that come each day. If there's problems to go, I'd rather attack the problems. And if there's a better way to find it, we're going to go find those answers. So It's not to say that, you know, problems come up and we're not able to, you know, to deal with them, but we'd rather go attack them and not take the, you know, the angle of being the victim. All right, here's the problem. Let's go find the solution. Let's go attack it. And so I like competing to find the answers. I like the challenges that it comes with. So I'd rather have that approach to go attack.
Who inspires you?
I'd say there's like a lot of us, you know, growing up, there's so many people that affect you throughout your life. From a coaching standpoint, I've had youth coaches that, you know, the names here wouldn't remember, a Roger Davis or Sam Champy, but guys growing up, my high school coach, George Bellis, and into college, Joe Rodolini. And then I've had some terrific mentors, you know, in my NFL career, and Steve Mariucci and Nick Saban and Pete Carroll. So a lot of people have had an influence on me. My mom is definitely one who's really optimistic, so I probably get some of that from her. But honestly, you know, through experiences, you get to make choices and decisions of how you want to live. And I know we get one shot at it this life, and why wouldn't we go like crazy to take it as far as we can?
With all due respect to Mr. Saban, I can't see him going to the secretary asking how her day was, and he respond, "Awesome." I just can't see that.
Now, each and every Sunday for Falcon home games, Quinn and his wife Stacy host the Quinn's Corps. They're entertaining 20 or more military members. They put up everything, food, hotels, a true in-game experience that is second to none. If you'd like to help them out or more information, go to quinnscorps.org. In New Orleans with the Falcons, I'm Zach Klein, Channel 2 Action News.